It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined right now by Derek Wilson. Derek, thanks so much for your time. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, Derek. Let's talk about your brand new song you released recently called Call Me Country. Been listening to this one. Great tune. Can you tell us a little bit about this one, the story behind it, and how this one came to be written?
Yeah, I actually just started from social media. A friend encouraged me to get my voice out there, and I started posting music on social media about 11 months ago. And we just started writing singles and putting songs together. And this one was one of the ones that we felt was a good first single to drop. And the background behind the song is essentially, I'm a country boy that lives in the city now, and a lot of people reference the concrete cowboy in me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the concrete and country reference there. So we kind of took the chirps from social media and made it into a little line in the song.
That's cool. That's cool. Because you're relatively new in the music business. What kind of made you kind of have you been doing music for a while? What kind of made you get into music and country music specifically?
I've been singing my whole life, but obviously it hasn't been like a stage presence thing. I've always enjoyed singing. My parents were surprised it took me this long to get into it.
Oh, really?
I used to sing all the time. I was in the shower every day singing kind of.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I've always really enjoyed country. It's kind of my background growing up in a small town. It's a genre that I really enjoy. And I felt, my vocals and my approach is a lot different. And I think in this industry with so many people trying to get in, you have to be different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool. That's awesome. Again, joined right now by Derek Wilson. The brand new song out and going to continue promoting that. What's kind of on the way for you in the next little bit? Are you playing maybe some live shows, continuing to songwrite? What's kind of the rest of this year looking like and possibly into 2023?
Yeah, so the plan is I'm dropping my next single here on November 25th, which is in 15 days. It's called Gasoline Can, and then we're working on a really cool song right now called Highway Robbery. So the plan is to finish out the year with a few more singles, and then we're going to drop an EP in the new year, and then continue to push the live shows. Right now I'm just doing acoustic shows, working on building a local band here in Regina. But we're just going to continue pushing it and continue making music and hopefully continue to grow the audience and grow the presence of the industry.
Perfect. That's awesome. So I haven't heard Gasoline Can. You talked about that's going to be released here soon. Can you tell us a little bit about that song, kind of what that one's all about?
Yeah, Gasoline Can is a totally different approach. It's more of an acoustic-driven song. It focuses more on my vocals. Essentially, I wrote the song about a past relationship and just how there was highs and lows, and you can, you often sometimes get sucked in and you can't get out, and lifts you up and brings you down. It's a super cool song. A lot of people are really jabbed with it. I think that it's probably going to do a lot better than Call Me Country has. But with being a no-namer in the industry, we were really happy with the numbers we're getting from Call Me Country. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That is, and I like that's a great great name for the song. Well, Gasoline Can, it just sounds awesome. So looking forward to hearing that one. Derek, you said that you're going to be playing some acoustic shows, and I want to know kind of what those emotions are like playing a brand new song for the first time, getting the crowd's reaction and feedback, and maybe nervous excitement. What are those emotions like when you play a song, a brand new song for the first time for a live audience?
I absolutely love it. I feel like I was a natural born entertainer. So singing my songs is something that excites me. Just a different type of tone that I bring to music. I think a lot of people get behind it, and it's called a rasp. But it's exciting. I love it. We're going to keep pushing it. And my goal is to be, doing a Canadian tour next summer and hold it down in the States. We're seeing a lot of good numbers coming from the States as well. So
that's cool. Have you had an opportunity to visit Nashville at all?
I haven't. Everybody keeps telling me I got to get back. It's a constant conversation. Like for me, I think the biggest thing is you know, as a new artist into the industry, I feel it's important to, you know, have at least an EP put together going down there.
Yeah.
See a bit of, you know, variables for them to look at, not just one song, two song kind of thing. So
sure.
Right now that's the big push. I'm working with a producer out of Winnipeg with Trip Avenue Music, and the big push right now is just keep getting these singles put together and hopefully an album put together by the end of January 2023.
Very cool. That's awesome. Yeah. Nashville is a super place, and I'm sure you'll make it down there at some point. And we are looking forward to hearing your new music and new projects on the way here in the near future. Derek, thank you so much for taking some time to chat here today, and wish you all the best. I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Sounds good, Matt. Thank you.